This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Sadam to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number 1115. Today we'll be hearing a talk given on Ugadi Day, which is the new year. First, we'll be hearing a talk given by ex-students on the significance of Ugadi Day. And then we'll be hearing a discourse given by Swami on the topic of look within and experience God. So I'm Gulab Limoria, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. So before we hear these two items, let's have a Ganesh bhajan, and here's one for you, and I hope you like it.
Vinayaka, Vinayaka.
It is that time of the year when the sun's rays are increasing in intensity, going from mellow to hot. The crops have been harvested and the fruits of the harvest are making their way to the marketplaces. The mangoes, called as the king of fruits in India, are in season once again. The ripe smell of the jackfruit is filling the air. Shrubs and trees are bursting into their flowering best. Everything is fresh and new. It looks and even smells like spring. The cool springtime breeze is wafting through the air, carrying the fragrance of the fluttering flowers. The birds are chirping their charming chants. And there is greenery as far as the eye can see. The sweet scent of the soil, the butterflies fluttering by, the symphony of the birds and bees, the swaying of the flowers and trees. Everything around arouses a sense of sublime harmony. Hail the festival of Ugadi, the festival of bounty and grace. The first day of the new year is celebrated as Ugadi in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. On this day, it is customary to worship the sun god, who heralds the beginning of each new day, granting life-sustaining energy and vitality to all without any distinction or discrimination. The new year day is something everyone loves, for it is a day when everything past can be forgotten and the future can be looked forward to with joyful anticipation and renewed expectations. A feeling that everything is going to change for the better vibrates through everyone's being, and this thought alone is enough to make the occasion very memorable and joyous. And so, in Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, it is time for new clothes and sumptuous food. There is renewed warmth and love between friends and foes alike. It is an occasion to forgive and forget old dues and disputes. All's well that ends well. And now it's time for a new and wonderful beginning. As Swami puts it,
there is no need to wait for a new year to bring new tidings. Every moment is new. Many are wondering what troubles and losses the new year will bring. But the year is not responsible for all our troubles and difficulties. Only our conduct is responsible. If our actions are good, the results will be good. Bad actions lead to bad consequences. People think that good and bad are related to bad time. Not at all. Their thoughts are the cause. Hence, they should develop good thoughts and do good deeds. They should cherish good feelings and associate with good people.
There are many traditional practices of the Yugadi day. The foremost among them is the Panchanga Shravanam, as it is called. It is the reading of the almanac to see what the year holds in store for all. The planetary alignments are studied and the objectives and plans to be pursued are analyzed. Again, Swami says that people give undue importance to what the almanac says and get either elated or depressed. In a discourse given years ago, Swami had said,
"Instead of worrying about the Panchangam, take care of the Pancha Angas, that is the five limbs and five senses within you. Do not get panicky over what the almanac says about the combination of many planets. They just exaggerate the consequences. Nothing much will happen. When the Lord's anugraha or grace is there, what can the Navagrahas or the nine planets ever do to you?"
Instead of wasting time worrying, we should direct all our energies and time in earning that grace of the Lord. And it is so simple. We need not stand on one leg and perform austerities. In this Kali age, Swami says that just thinking of the Lord and chanting His sweet name is enough to earn His grace. Such an easy method. With our Lord, so sweet and beautiful, is it difficult for us to think of Him every day? The sweet smile on that enchanting face, the curls swirling in the gentle breeze, the tender hands swaying to the beat of an ethereal melody, and those soft feet that are the refuge of entire mankind. Oh, how sweet our Lord is! Another very important component of the Yugadi celebrations is the Yugadi Pachadi, as it is called. This is a kind of broth that is taken as sacred prasadam. It is very unique in its composition. It is made with jaggery, tamarind, raw mangoes, chilies, salt and water. It has a component of all the six tastes, namely salty, sweet, sour, spicy, bitter, and pungent. It is symbolic of the fact that whatever the new year brings, it will be accepted with equality and equanimity. Life is so rich and beautiful with its varied experiences. As Swami puts it,
"Without darkness, the beauty of life cannot be appreciated. So too, to enjoy sweetness, sourness is a must."
Life provides us with such a wholesome variety. Everything is only to provide nutrition to us, if we can put it that way. Many times, when we feel that bad things are happening to us, it only shows the weak nature of our faith. For instance, let us consider that something, in quotes, bad, has happened to us. Now, this can mean only two things. One, my God is not powerful enough to protect and shield me from that calamity. Or two, my God is powerful, but He does not love me enough to protect me. If we have that firm faith and conviction that my God is the most powerful and loves me infinitely, everything becomes so simple. In spite of being so loving and powerful, if something that I think is bad for me is happening, then God must want this. Why? because though unaware about it, it is for my good. Out of a billion possible events that can occur to us, the sweet and kind Lord handpicks the best possible one for each and every one of us to experience. Like swallowing the Ugadi Pachdi without a smile or a grimace, so too must we accept the various experiences of life as God's prasadam. That attitude and way of thinking is the correct one, for that is the truth. And when we do that, the much awaited golden age will dawn on mankind. People often make a fuss about the coming of the golden age, as it's called. Swami puts it very beautifully. He says,
"The flow of time can never be stopped. It continues relentlessly and continuously. But it is not correct to keep saying that this is a bad time and we will wait for a good time. The yugas or the time periods change only with the change in dharma, not with the mere passage of time. The wicked demon Hiranyakashipu and the pure-hearted Prahlada both lived in the same chronological yuga. The same yuga saw Dharmaraja, the personification of righteousness and shanti, as well as the unrighteous Duryodhana. So, dharma is what makes the yuga or time into good or bad for each. One can always be in the Krita Yuga if only one has all the four qualities of dharma. It is the conduct of man that makes or mars history and changes the golden age into the iron age, or vice versa.
Life is all about living in God's love. Everything is so sacred and sweet, for God is present in everything. Every being is to be loved when we truly love God. Love all and serve all, as this is the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God. This world is one large family where each one lives for the other and everyone lives for God. If we follow the simple teachings of our dear sweet Lord, the golden age has already arrived. Today is special in ways more than one. For the people in Maharashtra and the Konkan belt, it is the festival of Gudi Padwa, the first day of the Maharashtrian calendar. The presence of the traditional Gudi marks the occasion. A bright green or yellow cloth adorned with brocade is tied to the tip of a long bamboo over which a type of sweet, neem leaves, a twig of mango leaves and a garland of red flowers is tied. This is then hoisted by placing a silver or copper pot placed in the inverted position over it. Beautiful designs with special powder of soft white stone, rangolis, are drawn on the floor in front of it. It is believed that Lord Brahma created the universe on this day, and so this flag is called the Brahma Dhwaj, or the flag of Brahma. This is also the day of Chati Chand for the Sindhis. The Sindhi community celebrates this festival in honor of the birth of Uderolal, popularly known as Jhulelal. He was the patron saint of the Sindhis, and on this day, people worship water, the elixir of life. A procession is taken out to the riverfront or the seashore. Lakhs of people participate in the long processions with colorful floats, depicting the life of the saint and other aspects of the Sindhi culture. A lamp is lit on a bronze plate, and this ritual is called Jot Jagan. After the worship of Jhulelal, the Sindhi community display and present their rich culture through dance, drama, music and folk arts. As Swami says,
start from today, not because today is a new year. There are so many new years celebrated by one or the other community that every day is a new year to some one set of people. Start afresh because it is today and the matter brooks no delay. Start from today a new chapter in your life, the chapter of Japam and Dhyanam, that is, the recitation of the holy name and the contemplation of the divine form. In the Treta Yuga, the name was Sita Rama. In the Dwapara Yuga, it was Radhe Shyama. In this Kali Yuga, it is Sarvanama, that is to say, all names of the Lord. You can select anyone that appeals to you.
Ultimately, it boils down to the chanting of the sweet name, Namasmarana. The power in the name is such that it dispels all the dark clouds of sorrow and despair. It brings hope and cheer in such abundance that one feels fulfilled. It acts as the morphine injection and makes the sorrows and sufferings of life painless. Life is beauty, auspiciousness and truth. And Namasmarana makes it possible for us to discover this profound fact. Let us spend our time joyously in thoughts of God. Let us sing His glory and enjoy His bliss.
Bhagavan's Ugadi message from the 16th of March 2010. Look within and experience God. A Telugu poem. This land of Bharat has given birth to many noble women like Savitri, who brought her dead husband back to life, Chandramati, who extinguished wildfire with the power of truth, Sita, who proved her chastity by coming out of blazing fire unscathed, and Damayanti, who reduced an evil-minded hunter to ashes with the power of her chastity. This land of piety and nobility attained plenty and prosperity, and became the teacher of all the nations of the world, because of such women of chastity. Turn your vision inward and see God within you. A woman who follows only her husband and experiences happiness in serving him is called Pativrata, meaning chaste woman. It was by the power of her chastity that Savitri could bring her dead husband Satyavan back to life. Harishchandra's strict adherence to truth. Chandramati extended full cooperation in every way to her husband Harishchandra, who gave away his entire kingdom to sage Vishwamitra in charity, and became a pauper, without having even a single paisa with him. When sage Vishwamitra asked Harishchandra to give him dakshina, or money offerings, after getting his kingdom in charity, Harishchandra prayed to him to give him some time to pay the amount of dakshina. Leaving his kingdom, Harishchandra went to Kashi along with his wife and son Lohiteshwar to earn money to pay dakshina to the sage. Finding no other way to pay the amount of dakshina, he sold his wife and son to a Brahmin. Being a queen, Chandramati had never done any household work, but she was asked to do menial work of washing the dishes and cleaning the house by the Brahmin. Harishchandra himself took up the job of a caretaker of a cremation ground. The owner of the cremation ground assigned him the work of collecting tax from those who came to the cremation ground to cremate dead bodies. One day, the Brahmin sent Lohiteshwar along with other children to the forest to collect darbha, a grass used in worship. There, he was bitten by a snake and died. The other children brought his dead body to Chandramati. As she had to finish the household work before taking the dead body of her son to the cremation ground, it was night when Chandramati reached the cremation ground with the dead body of her son. When the caretaker of the cremation ground, who was none other than her husband Harishchandra asked her to pay the tax for cremating the body of her son. She told him that she had no money to pay the tax. Seeing her Mangal Sutra around her neck, Harishchandra said, "How do you say you have no money? I see the Mangal Sutra you are wearing." On hearing this, she thought to herself, "Only my husband can see my Mangal Sutra and none else." Then she asked him, "Are you not my husband, Harishchandra?" Harishchandra replied in the affirmative. He was grief-stricken on coming to know about the death of their only son. However, he told her that he could allow her to cremate the dead body of their son only when she paid the tax. As she had no money to give, she took out her Mangal Sutra to give it to him. At that very moment, Lord Shiva manifested there. He praised Harishchandra for his strict adherence to truth and told him that all this was a divine play to show to the people of the world that there were still some highly exalted persons in the world who followed truth scrupulously. He also brought their dead son Lohiteshwar back to life. Meanwhile, Vishwamitra also came there. He returned the kingdom of Harishchandra to him and told him that he had done all this to test his commitment to truth. Thus, Harishchandra demonstrated the divine quality of truth. Truth is God. God permeates every atom of the universe. People search for God and ask, "Where is God? Where is God?" God is everywhere. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvatokshi shiromukam. Sarvata shruti malloke sarvamavritya tishtati. Which means, with hands, feet, eyes, head, mouth, and ears pervading everything, he permeates the entire universe. God has no beginning and no end. He has no birth and no death. Human body is temporary and ephemeral, like a water bubble. But it is the abode of God who is eternal. God is not outside, he is within you. The same Atma is immanent in all beings, including birds, beasts, and insects. God has no particular form. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara are not different from each other. God manifests in the form his devotees contemplate upon. If a woman considers her husband as God, she can realize God in him. With whatever feelings you think of God, God will appear before you in the same way. Devam Manushya Rupena, meaning, God is in the form of a human being. All are the embodiments of God. So, the answer to the question, "Where is God?" is, God is everywhere. The Atma that is present in you, in the form of consciousness, is present in all. You cannot say consciousness is here and not there. It is everywhere. God is omnipresent. There is no need to search for God, who is present everywhere, in all, at all places. Therefore, it is very easy to know God. Try to understand that everything in the universe is permeated by God. The objective of all your education is to experience God, who is present everywhere and in every being. To attain this ideal should be the goal of your life. Close your eyes and contemplate on the form of God that you like. On whatever form of God you contemplate upon, God will manifest before you in that very form. Never think that God is somewhere at a distant place, or he is present only at one particular place and not at another. He is present everywhere and permeates every atom of the universe. See God in all. Today is Ugadi, the first day of Chaitra Masa, the first month of the Indian calendar. It denotes the commencement of new year. In fact, Ugadi means beginning of a new era. But Ugadi is not the real beginning of a new era. The real new era commences when man has new and noble thoughts. Therefore, look within and experience God who is present in your heart. That is the real celebration of Ugadi. realize that God is present everywhere. God is one, though people worship Him by many names. There can be many sweets like Gulab Jamun, Mysore Pak, Jalebi, but sugar in all of them is the same. There may be differences in the names and forms of people, but divinity that is immanent in all is the same. Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti, which means, truth is one, but the wise refer to it by various names. You see the picture of Krishna wearing a crown with a peacock feather, or that of Shiva with a third eye. But these are mere pictures of God. God has no form. He is beyond all names and forms. Therefore, do not limit God to any name and form. Do not have the false notion that God is present only at this place or that place. Contemplate on God, who is present in your heart, and earn His grace. Right from this sacred day of Ugadi, you should see God in everyone. Whomsoever you come across, offer your salutations to him, considering him as the embodiment of God. This is true meditation. God is in you. You yourself are God. Then where will you go in search of God? Does anyone go out somewhere in search of himself? When you yourself are God, how can there be one more God? Turn your vision inward and see God within you. When you say, "This is my body," then who is that my? Clearly, body is separate and you are separate. Realize this truth. That is real devotion. Bhagavan called one of the boys and asked him, "Where do you come from?" When the boy told Bhagavan that he had come from Mumbai, Bhagavan said, "Your body has in fact come from Mumbai, not you. Realize the truth, I am I. When you say, 'I am so-and-so,' what does it convey? Your name has been given to you by your parents. You were not born with this name. Do not think that your body is permanent. Physical body lasts only for a limited period of time. Ultimately, it has to go." Swami called another boy and asked him, "What do you want?" The boy said, "Swami, I want you. I want your love. Be always with us, Swami." Then Swami said, "I am always with you. All of you belong to me. Whenever you contemplate upon me in your heart, I will manifest before you. Today is New Year Day. Be happy."
Well, now you know what Ugadi is all about. So we'll see you next week. Sadam to you all.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.